This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios. Hello, my gentle snowflakes. This is Deese. You know me as host of The Social Hour, but now you can find me every Tuesday hosting the brand new Drink and Debate podcast. The Drink and Debate is an improv comedy competition in which four teams of comedians from all over the Pacific Northwest face off for beer, glory, and the title of Master Debaters. Wait, what? For beer, glory, as they master debating. Shit. Master to debater. It still sounds like I'm saying masturbate. Master to... son of a bitch. Screw it, we're doing it live! As comedians debate some things, so join us on the Drink and Debate podcast. Every Tuesday, you can find us on socialhourpod.com or on iTunes. And find the Drink and Debate live shows every month at the Spokane Comedy Club, hosted by myself and comedian Nick Cavassier. Go to SpokaneComedyClub.com for all the details. We'll see you there.
Hey guys and gals, do you like video games? More importantly, do you like to laugh?
I'm Indiana Jonesing for a good time.
Me too! Do you feel like your gaming life has been a little empty recently? Well, that's because you haven't been watching me play video games with an accompaniment of hilarious commentary.
Boom!
Challenges are unavailable. Combat is unavailable. That's all my life is unavailable.
Look, and all the children are here at the daycare center. Oh, and look who's gunning them down.
Ah! Are you kidding?
So you only have to pay $47 to come back to life on Pandora?
Yes.
That's not bad. The sad thing is you have to pay $97 for a blowjob.
As long as we're not bloodbending, we're good.
Like in Airbender?
Yeah, Avatar.
Avatar.
Not the M. Night Shyamalan atrocity.
Oh, God, that's we don't talk of that. That's not
a thing. We definitely talk about
we
that.
We don't.
Time to give Captain Flint the old sloppy marauder, eh, soldier dud?
Oh, he's giving him those guns right in the rusty trombone. That's slang for butthole.
Oh, my.
So join me and watch as I conquer the video game world one joke at a time. It's called League, and you can find it at CelebrateGeek.com/videos or straight to the YouTube channel at bit.ly/CelebrateGeek.
That's the worst promo I've ever heard.
You're now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
I was doing all the drugs.
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Deese World Studios, Spokane, Washington. This is The Social Hour. On today's show, host of the Burr Martin Experience, Burr Martin. And Jeremy Person stops by for a round of Despicable Deeds. I'm producer Travis Swartow. And now your hosts, Monica Stutz. And his attempt at being a selfie dad only got him a court date. Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is the Social Hour. Don't mind that little beep there. Jesus Christ, killing me already on my fucking amateur hour. This is bullshit. I swear to God. Who's running this fucking show? God, we don't have Traz here. We had the producer's out for a little while, and all of a sudden the show goes to shit.
Right.
I forgot how to do this. Welcome to the show, everyone. Thank you for joining us for another fantastic episode of The Social Hour. As I mentioned, Traz is out for now. He may be coming. We are not 100%
clear.
We're
not sure.
He's alive. Dead. Yeah.
We want to check
in. Can we get a welfare check?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Somebody go check on Tracy. Put a mirror under his nose. Make sure he's breathing. If you find him. Somebody check the riverbeds.
Yeah.
And every shallow grave in the city.
He does kind of live in the hood, too.
Yeah,
so.
But we do have Monica here with us, as always. Monica, how you doing, dear?
Lovely, thank you.
And Jeremy Person in the house. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
And we are going to play some Despicable Deeds here in a little bit. See if Jeremy can keep the title. You get the title right now, dude.
No, you have it.
I have the title. The champion. I'm going to try and keep it. We'll see.
Isn't it 2-2?
I think it's 2-2. Yeah. Everyone. No one else digs deep enough to go.
She's like, somebody abandoned puppies once.
That's right. Monica's too nice.
I'm shocked by news in general.
This guy did not put the toilet seat down.
That is despicable.
That is despicable. But we are going to get into that in a minute. Thank you for joining us, as I said. We've got a great episode. We've got Burr Martin, Mr. Selfie Dad himself, coming in. We're excited to have him. And if you aren't familiar, he's got a brand new show on the Pants Pending Podcast Network, the Burr Martin Experience, which launched episode 1 just a couple days ago while you're hearing this. So definitely go to Pants Pending Studios. Check that out. You can find it on pantspending.com. Also go to our Facebook page. Like all the shows on the network. Follow the network page. And also, if you like what you hear, kick us a couple bucks. Go to Patreon.com/PantsPending. And you can do a one-time donation or subscribe. If we get 50 more patrons, I think we don't need 50. We did need 50 by May. The boss man, Andrew Dresden's going to scorch the earth, shave the whole body. He's going clean 100%. So,
he doesn't look like somebody with a lot of hair anyway.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to shave him. No, but he's very Aryan too, though. So he's got a big Aryan head, and he's going to shave that thing, and he's going to...
Oh, really?
Yeah. So let's do that, guys. It doesn't take much. Go there, kick down a couple bucks. We bring these shows to you free.
If you were shaving Will Gilman, I would have done it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I want to see.
That was a thing. We tried to do that, and the hustle couldn't whip up enough cash. But that's all right. We're gonna make this happen.
I thought he was cheap. Yeah. Just kidding.
But
hold up.
just show him your boobs.
I know.
That's right. Yeah.
I know.
That's all we need.
I thought he'd sell them for a titty.
Just throw some titties out there and we'll be good. I got $5. I got $5 for two titties. That's $2.50 a titty. Yeah. $2.50 a titty. Yeah.
$3.50.
But check out all the shows. Yeah. Also, guys, keep in mind, we've got some great stuff coming down the pipeline for you on Monday, February 6th at 8 p.m. at the Pin. That's 412 West Sprague Avenue. We are doing Comedy Confessions. I'll be performing on that show, telling you my best blackout stories. So come check out that event. It is $10 out the door, probably cheaper in advance. But if you hit me up, I will get you in. And also, Sunday, February 12th at the Spokane Comedy Club is the Drink and Debate, which I'll be hosting with Nick Cavassier. So come down there, check out those shows, mark them on your calendar. Come hear me tell some blackout stories. I'm excited for that one. I've got a couple really good ones.
How's that going to work? Because you don't remember.
Well, I remember leading up to them.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Is Phil getting up?
It's myself. It's Sam Vitovich. And I believe Dan Anderson is in. Yeah. We don't have a third lock in for sure, but I think Dan Anderson is going to be in. So it's going to be
Bobo
a
Bobo story is the greatest fucking story ever.
Yeah. So. Well, it's going to be a monthly thing. So definitely come. Let's see.
Also February 10th.
February 10th. Yes, Jeremy.
At Ella's Supper Club. Real Comedy presents what Comedy Romance? What is it called now?
That's Real Romance. Romance.
There
Real
we go.
Romance.
R-E-E-L. 7 at 9. There's two shows.
Two shows, and it's $12.
Well, I think it's 10. I want to say 10.
10, 15 at the door, or something like that.
Hold on. I'm not prepared.
That's all right.
Yeah, the link that I have doesn't even have a price.
Hold on. Let me see if I can. Real Comedy. Tickets available. The tickets are $10 in advance, $12.50 at the door. So buy your tickets now. That's going to be a great show. Jeremy's going to be there. I'm going to be there. You can see me dressed up as a meth head hobo. And I don't mean for the skits, just in general. That's just how I dress when I go out on a Friday night. I do theme nights. Fridays are meth head hobo. Sundays is Princess Day. And yeah, we go on from there. But let's see. Okay. Yeah, definitely, guys. So lots of great stuff. Monday. That's like a whole week of fucking amazing comedy. Monday, the 6th, you've got The Pin. Wednesday, you've got This Show Comes Out.
Yeah.
Friday.
How funny this show actually
yeah,
is.
Yeah, Friday the 10th. Whoa. Well, this show will be out. Well, that week, it'll be
Shots
the episode
fired.
With...
Wow.
Who is on that week? Oh, fuck. I don't know who's on that week. Anyway, it'll be a good show. So, and then the drinking debate and all that. So, get at me if you want tickets to any of those things, and we'll make it happen. So.
Sweet.
All right. Let's see if I've heard from Traz. Still no Traz. So, all right. Well, there you go. Maybe he's not coming.
I can pretend to write stuff down in the notebook.
That's right. Yeah.
I do hope he is alive.
No, I do. I'm starting to get serious.
It yeah.
So starting to get worried.
No, yeah, no response.
All right.
We should do a live broadcast on the way to his house.
That's right.
Come
on.
Yeah.
We're, call 911. Maybe we can phone in 911 and have him like a live feed of if what they find at his house. I don't know his address. Just go to the hood and take a right. Look for the hookers. Turn left. It's behind Scraps. All right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
he's
dead.
Yeah,
he's off of Sprague and like
Napa.
Right before Sprague. Like, so Napa and Broadway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a...
Where the people just got shot in the head a couple weeks
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, 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 right around there.
That's
yeah,
it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I found Mara walking down the street. 12 o'clock at night after Harry's... Walking right down the street by yourself, drunk as shit.
Oh, jeez.
I was like, Mara...
Well, he's also taken in a couple homeless people, so...
Oh, that's true, huh? He's got like a little... They're like bivouacking over there.
He said he was starting a commune. And I'm like, I just don't even know...
Last person that did that was in Oakland, and there was a freaking fire.
Yeah.
That killed a bunch of people. Communes are not safe.
I said you're starting a commune.
What is he, David Koresh?
I don't know.
But he thinks he's safe because Janet Reno died. He can start. He's like, I can do this
he
now.
Said he needed more time to do the things that he wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And so that the homeless people were going to help him do this stuff, like take out the trash.
All right.
Like, fix up the house and all, like do all this stuff.
Pay
that I was
bills.
Like, yeah, no. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, that's what you get a fucking Puerto Rican for, not when you get homeless people. I guess that's. I guess we
he
might
said,
be saying the same
well,
thing.
I know, because he's like, I don't have a girlfriend right now, so I need help around the house. So
he recruited
a couple
fucking
homeless
Christ.
People.
So just go down. You guys.
That's Traz, dude. That's Traz.
That's true. All right.
They probably have the hook on the good acid,
too. That's true. All right. Well, we are going to get into the game here in just a second, play some Despicable Deeds. But first of all, we have something else we need to get into. Got some sad news for the listeners. But good news for me.
Thanks a lot.
To our loyal listeners and fans, it is with deep regret that I must announce to you that our very own Monica Stutz has full blown AIDS. She's not gonna make it much.
Rest
longer.
In peace.
Not gonna make it much longer.
Sorry, I gave that to you.
Yeah, no, yeah.
It was still a good night, man.
Monica is gonna be leaving us. She'll be back to visit from time to time, but she is time to let the baby bird fly. Just let her go from the nest and let her fly drunkenly. this isn't the last show she'll be on. We've got a couple more episodes she's going to be here for, but then we are she's going to be moving on. She'll come back and visit, tell us where to eat, what we need to be doing, and come say hi. But so we appreciate her and what she's brought to the show. A year and a half on the show.
Yeah.
Made it on the logo even. Look at that. Gotta change that now.
I'll erase it. I can just put some short hair on it. I can take her place.
Yeah. I gotta buy new business cards.
She got
cards.
A pretty mouth, too.
So that I don't eat. I don't eat out that much, so no. It might be rough.
Well. There.
What? We will miss her. We'll miss you, dear. But let's enjoy the next couple of shows where we have her. And And we will go from there. So, yeah. But again, she'll be back to come hang out every now and then when she gets a chance. So,
yeah. Once life settles down and I'm normal again.
Yeah. She's going to jail. We're saying she's going to jail.
You're not dead, but you're dead to me.
I'm not.
The good news is, we'll be on the hunt for new talent. So if you or anyone you know would like to try out for Monica, think you can do what Monica can do, which, let's be real, it's not that hard. You can show up and drink wine in my basement.
Do you like saying the N-word on air?
I didn't say the N-word.
We have the job for you.
I didn't say the
N-word. Well,
play it back.
Yeah, I know. I think it was like 47 like 47
That's
seconds.
That's what the last show should be, just a compilation of her dropping the N-bomb.
It wasn't the N-bomb. I don't even want to go over this again. You guys just use it against me.
It's kind of that. Anyway. But if you or anyone you know would be interested in trying out for the fill in the gaping hole left by Monica, then hit me up. But until then, let's enjoy having her here with us. We won't do anything sentimental or say any last words until the final show. I think we're going to do...
That wasn't sentimental?
No, that's it. Okay. That's the most I got.
I would hate to see your sentimental side.
Yeah, seriously.
I wonder why you're single. You're a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
So we will... we've got to think this episode we're going to do, I think, 2 more weeks. And then give me 2 weeks' notice.
I know.
Not professional.
That's right. Okay. All right. Now let's get into some real shit. Are you guys ready to play the game?
Ready.
Yeah.
All right. We are going to play some Despicable Deeds. Let's get into the real music. All right. Since I'm champion, it's my show. I'm going last. Who wants to go first? Monica? Monica's up. Yeah, let's go. Let's start
get the weak shit out.
Yeah. All right. All right, yeah. First round knockout.
Yep.
Whatever.
A man was caught jaywalking last week. That piece of shit.
And he didn't pay his fine in time. It went up to $35.
Maybe 2 minutes late for work. Fucking cocksucker.
All right. This story. A fast food employee in Columbus, Mississippi faces a felony charge after she smeared spit and menstrual blood on a customer's burger.
Wow. Ooh. I'd pay extra for that, actually. That's a special sauce. Listen, I'll get my red wings. I'll get my red tongue.
This burger taste like pennies?
Yeah.
Juliet Samuel, 18, surrendered to police Monday morning on an arrest warrant, charging her with intentionally serving contaminated food at a Jack's restaurant on January 7th.
What's it? Wait, where's this from?
Mississippi. Columbus.
What's it? So a Jack's restaurant, some sort of local place, I guess.
Yeah,
but
it is a corporate franchise, but it's not. No, I mean, we don't have one over here. But
what? Menstrual blood and spit. God, I feel like that's a whole fucking corner of fetish stuff right there. Like that's something you can get into.
And then another employee witnessed it and had told the manager, and the manager had still allowed for it to go out. And then ended up everybody was kind of fired after that, and they said it was
you're
and
all fucking
said it was,
fired.
And they said it was for a totally unrelated thing or whatever, and it's just this place is fucked. And then they come in and they do a health inspection and still give him an A, and it's what's going on in Mississippi?
Here's my question: how did she manage to get the menstrual blood from her vagina to
what I think happened? Here's my theory. She ran out of tampons. She had some buns. Roll up the buns. Pretty absorbent. Spit on
them.
Shove them up in there. Boom. Tampon.
Okay. Well, you can't. How do you pull that out when you're on the line? You're on the line, just reach in there, pull that bad boy out.
Yeah, that's what the yeast in the bread causes yeast infection.
Sure. Some balance. You got to fix your pH, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's, I thought it.
I'd still eat that sandwich.
Ew.
I'd have to, It would depend.
What if they had bacon on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, bacon.
Oh, this, my gosh.
Was it Lent? It's like a fish witch?
No.
And she...
The McRib is back.
Yeah, the McRib.
Seriously, you open that restaurant in certain parts of Japan, that's like a delicacy right there. Yeah. Those people, that was
weird fuckers.
Yeah, like young virgin girls, menstrual blood. Yeah, it'd be amazing.
Well, I'm hard. I'm out.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so menstrual blood burger.
That's a good one.
Monica's into it. That's a good one. All right. Monica finally comes with a heater last time around.
Nobody died though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Nobody
Not
died.
Yet.
Yeah.
There could be AIDS in that burger.
Did they find the person that did got the burger?
No, I don't know. The person had to
I bet
she,
you, oh man.
As she said, it says a Tupelo woman who claimed to have been given the tainted burger contacted Columbus police later on January 10th.
Wait, so the lady...
So this happened on January 7th, and then the person who ate the contaminated burger called the police three days later. How did she know? I don't know if maybe it was in the news.
Probably, and then she was like, hey, payday.
And then she was like, yeah, so...
That'd be a hard one to prove.
That's true.
Especially and after then, you ate it.
Right,
There'll be an update because the restaurant surveillance footage was turned over to the investigators. So maybe there'll be more.
How many
to
people
come.
Do you think have beat off to that film?
I'd give it a damn good try.
I'd be enough to worse.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or less. I'd be enough to less. Yeah, that's for less. Damn sure. Beat off that Sears catalog. God, I love those Kenmore washers.
Oh, yeah.
Not even curves. The lingerie section, the Kenmore washer section. We did go out of town, and he stopped in every furniture store and just like rubbed the couches.
We
a little
stopped
bit.
In one because we were getting coffee at a place. It was a strip mall.
And I was like,
the guy that has
"You
the
like?"
Furniture
I was like, "You like furniture, don't you?" And he's like, "Yes, Daryl."
It's like super nice leather. It's like high on like $5,000 sofas
I know,
at this place
hilarious.
In Sandpoint. And
he's just walking around rubbing everything. I'm
yeah,
like,
you got to feel that leather. That's a creature God created that we slaughtered for to be able to sit on.
Yep. What a waste of money.
Yeah, well, that's why I don't have any.
Or furniture.
That's oh,
you
that's
meant
it.
Money or furniture?
Furniture.
Oh,
I got money.
Oh, okay.
I got.
Oh, shoot.
No.
Enough for a burger.
Yeah, I just bought a new car.
I know.
I got money.
It does it not have a third row in it that you can take out and at least bring inside so the guests have a place to sit?
No, I just go sit in my car and read. Watch TV.
Does it have monitors in it?
It has a no, not one you can watch TV on.
Oh, that's stupid.
I don't watch. What am I going to do? Just sit in the back seat of my car and watch?
Beat off in front of a school? What?
Yeah. You don't watch the monitors for that, sweetie.
And now we're being monitored.
Yeah. All right, so menstrual blood burger.
I'm Jeremy, thinking Arby's.
Jeremy, what you got? 5 for 5.
can I get a side of fries with that?
You want curly?
And a milkshake?
I don't want any curlies with that menstrual. That.
All right, so I have New York man kills UPS driver and runs over his body, tells police he thought it was Trump. An upstate New York man has been charged with second-degree murder after he shot and killed a UPS driver in the parking lot at an Ithaca Walmart and then ran over his body.
Of course it's at a Walmart.
Yeah, right? According to reports, he thought he was shooting President-elect Donald Trump. The suspect is identified, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, this guy thought it was Trump, which, I mean, would have been a good cause if he would actually. That's why I think he's a piece of shit, because he didn't go after the real one.
Right. Like, is he a bad guy? Was he?
Did they mention if there were bath salts involved? Like, with because for people to go, I mean.
Nothing.
Did the guy look like Trump?
They have a picture?
Did he look mildly like Trump, or did he just was this guy just crazy, or is this just
I think
an excuse?
He's just crazy as shit.
He was a UPS driver, though.
He killed the UPS.
Oh, he killed the
it
UPS driver.
It was a random
driver.
UPS driver,
okay.
And he murdered him, thinking
in
it was
Ithaca.
Trump.
Isn't that the good New York?
Yeah. Well, it's still a Walmart.
That's true. They're spreading out to the burbs, I guess.
Yeah,
and that's I don't know. I loved that story just because.
God.
It's topical.
It's Trump.
Yeah, Trump. Trying to get Trump. Is that just a cop-out now that everyone's going to use? I thought it was Trump.
Yeah, I thought it was Trump.
It was like everyone in the 40s was probably killing people.
Like the guy was on his break going into Walmart to get something to eat real quick, wearing his UPS fucking outfit.
He's wearing shorts.
Yeah. Trump's not going to wear
brown. Right.
Brown. Yeah. Like, he's not. No.
Yeah. Not in the wintertime. Maybe in fall.
Yeah.
God.
Right now, so he's tacky. Just
after Labor Day.
Right.
Seriously.
Definitely faux pas. Well, too bad he didn't get the real one.
I know.
The, no, then we just
man,
have
I
Pence.
Wish they had a picture
that
of him.
That is interesting, a thought, though. Like, how many assassination attempts are going to be?
There's too much security now for any of that shit to happen. Like, there's just way, it's, especially on, like, a high-risk president like Trump, you know? I mean, just like it was a high risk on Obama, and not because of his politics so much as because of his,
ethnicity.
There's the guy.
That's the guy he killed or the guy who killed him?
Who killed him.
That guy looks crazy.
The Trump murderer.
Yeah,
that
he's got looks, crazy eyes for sure.
Yeah. That guy looks like that, the fucking kid that killed all the people in the Mississippi Baptist Church.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, he's got those, that,
those eyes.
Lake. What's his name? Something Lake or whatever that kid's name was.
I forget.
All right. So we've
got. That was a lot weaker than I thought it was going to be, damn it.
Wow.
No, it's still good.
So we've got menstrual blood burger and we got fake Trump murder.
Yeah.
All right. This story comes from Wichita Falls. Headline reads, Wichita Falls man uses fly swatter to beat brain damaged boy.
Right.
You just made that up. You just made that up.
This is,
let me see where that came from.
This is a real thing.
72 hour sale.
Yeah. Police have arrested a Wichita Falls man accused of beating his mentally incapacitated 13-year-old stepson Black and Blue with a fly swatter. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reported that Maurice Dwayne Jackson, 43, was charged with injury to child after allegedly hitting the brain-damaged boy with a thick plastic fly swatter for misbehaving. The boy, who's been injured since 2006 from an automobile accident, according to the arrest warrant affidavit, the boy repeatedly defied orders to stay in his room until he changed his clothes, and the paper reported. I don't know. So, but Jackson's wife said he told the police she heard screaming and sounds that indicated the boy was being struck. And then, so.
Called the police.
Siblings saw the man beating the.
Sounds like an episode of Life Goes On.
Oh,
poor Corky. Oh. We almost kissed.
and now we're all going to hell.
Oh yeah. So
it's not me. No comment over here.
You still got two shows left.
No, that's right. There's still time. There's still time. I'm gonna drag you down with me. All right. We've got menstrual blood burger. We've got fake Trump murder, and we have got brain dead fly swatter boy.
Oh my god.
Weekend
at Corky's.
That's terrible. Weekend at Corky's. Oh my god.
Come on, that's a good one.
Oh man.
Fuck you guys.
Okay. Monica, you got a vote.
I'll go for Deese.
Jeremy.
I gotta go for Deese.
All right. My vote doesn't count. Once again, doesn't matter. I win. Hold the crown. All
if
right.
If you were to vote, no, Jeremy.
There we go. So.
Yeah. But you always win when somebody's, disabled or old.
I swear, he just has, an RSS feed on,
the worst shit.
Mentally,
I think you put mentally disabled, beaten, and then just see what pops up, and you're like, yeah.
Right. Right. Well, it was. I put in mentally disabled beating off, and it just. That's why I get the beating stuff.
It's actually a fetish.
Yeah, to think.
Kind of weird. I found that out recently.
How, Monica, you can't answer this. Well, maybe you can. How soon after masturbating do you feel regret for what you've just watched? Because for me, it's usually while I'm coming. I'm like, that's not.
Once I realize that the cops aren't going to show up, then I'm good.
From doing what? Oh, and what? What are you watching? Just in general?
Just the worst.
I'd rather
bad.
Not
just
air,
I just don't really I'd rather have a hot pocket.
Rather you don't watch porn?
No.
But bullshit.
I don't.
That's bullshit. You're a fucking
liar.
She's
in the BBC. You can tell.
I'm watching United States of Terror right now.
What do you hold on? What do you what do you bathtub do?
I usually am on Facebook in the bathtub.
No, that's not my fucking question. You know my question.
I'm
you know what I'm telling you.
I just don't. I don't think it's my job.
You don't masturbate?
No.
Bullshit. You're a fucking liar right now. Why are you lying to us?
The last time I did it, I used to when I would FaceTime with somebody. And that was like...
Just anybody?
No, it was like there was a person and he really liked when we would
FaceTime. About to go trade in my Android phone. Yeah.
He liked to FaceTime, so that was the last time I did that. That was a while ago.
Would you do it over Skype also? Or are you strictly a FaceTime girl or what?
No, I kind of liked the FaceTime.
Okay.
Skype, I don't know who's out there.
Did you know the person? Just random numbers?
No,
hey.
But Skype,
chat roulette.
Yeah.
FaceTime, at least it's just the phone, directly through the road. Skype, it's like you Isn't have to log. You have same? To like it. No, you have to log into something.
I don't know.
God only knows.
God only knows. It's wildly different.
Well, actually, I would actually, I didn't even FaceTime. I would record and then send it, and then he would record and send it.
Huh.
Yeah.
You know, you two could have just had sex, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He lived 30 minutes away, so it was
that's a far cry.
Sometimes
as long as it takes you to masturbate.
I used to have a 20-20 rule. When I lived in California, I had a 20-20 rule. You couldn't be either. You had to live within 20 minutes or 20 miles.
Yeah.
If I couldn't get to your house in 20 minutes, I didn't want. Literally, because in California, you go to a club somewhere and people come from lots of places to go.
Yeah.
Like when you live in LA. And I'd meet girls and they'd be like, oh, we'd want to give you my number. And if I'm like, where do you live? And if it was too far away, I'm like, yeah, just keep that. I'm never going to find anyone.
I know.
I map questing it. I'm like, it says 25 minutes. I'm sorry. I'm not going to make it that far. That's just way too fucking far.
Yeah. He had a full on different area code. I was like, eh.
Yeah. So, all right. I'm going to retain the title. Holding on to it.
You're the most despicable of all of us.
Kind of feel bad about it this week. Not gonna lie.
Seriously.
Mine was a little bit weaker than I thought it was going to be when I read it.
All right. Well,
it was still good.
Still good. That's all right. All right.
I let myself down.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
he's
good.
Like gonna go
let
home
down
all
the team. Let everyone down.
He's gonna call you later. I got one.
Okay.
Let's play another fucking game.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we are gonna take a break, guys, and we will be right back. And joining us in the studio will be Mr. Selfie Dad himself, and host of the brand new show on Pants Pending Studios, the Burr Martin Experience, Mr. Burr Martin. All right, everyone. We'll see you in a minute.